Thunder Bay, with their coach sitting on 99 wins, the Lakehead Thunderwolves didn't make Andrew Wilkins sweat out number 100 for very long. Liam Whitaker scored 71 seconds into Friday night's contest against the visiting Brock Badgers. Kaghan Jerry added a second goal 2:09 later, and Olivier Pouliot, who finished with two goals and an assist on the night, gave the T-Wolves a three-goal cushion on the power play, just past the 10-minute mark of the first. Though the offense kind of died down after that, Lakehead only managing 10 shots over the final 40 minutes of play, they did add a couple more tallies to provide the insurance the Thunderwolves would need to pull out a crucial 5-2 win. "It was just another win," said Wilkins, trying to push his team into the OUA playoffs, Friday night's triumph likely going a long way to ensuring they'll be in the postseason hunt later this month. "All wins feel good. When you try to reflect, and I think it's a little bit too early, I've been a part of some really good teams, with good players. It's been a privilege to coach with a lot of good coaches, and just to be here with the Thunderwolves is what I love doing," said Wilkins, whose win total includes OUA and non-conference victories. "Getting to the milestone is a reflection of everybody in the hockey program. The 2 points were the most important part of the night. Just 6 points separate first from eighth, with only the top six teams making the playoffs. The win gives Lakehead, the 2nd of August 13, 28 points, tied for second with Toronto, with a game in hand, knowing the top two teams earn a first-round bye. We're feeling pretty good. Obviously last week was pretty big for us and this one was also big. We just have momentum right now and we've just got to keep it going," said Pouliot, who took over the team lead with his 10th and 11th goals, passing Spencer Blackwell, who has 10 in 23 outings. "It felt good to contribute," said Pouliot. "Just winning games and helping the team win this game, it feels awesome," he said. His second goal was a thing of beauty. Trenton Crane spotted Pouliot skating on the other side of center, fired a lengthy, pinpoint pass up the middle and Pouliot raced in alone on Brock goaltender William Hambly, who was chased by Lou's fourth tally of the night. "I went in on the breakaway and saw he was a little bit on his right side, so I just said I was going left right away and it worked," Pouliot said. Brock did manage to get one back before the second period came to a close, Andrew Amuse beating Christian Sisigoy in the final minute of the middle stanza. Justin Paul, choosing to shoot from the left side on a 2-on-1, ripped a wrist shot past Samuel Vilatelka 8:09 into the third, all but icing the game at that point. Ryan Thompson added a second Badgers goal on a last-minute power in the third. Sisigoy finished with 22 saves on the night. The Badgers and Thunderwolves will meet again on Saturday night at the Gardens. Game time is 7 p.m., as Lakehead honors its departing players prior to the contest. First period. Scoring. 1. Lakehead, L. Whitaker 2, Blackwell, D. Massey, 111. 2. Lakehead, Jerry 6, Pouliot, Murphy, 320. 3. Lakehead, Pouliot, Blackwell, DeGrazia, 10:32 pp. Penalties. Cornoyer, Bro, roughing, 9:49. Second period. Scoring. 4. Lakehead, Pouliot 11, Crane, 4:14. 5. Brock, Amuse 2, Greenway, Timken, 19:21. Penalties. Greenway, Bro, tripping, 10:52. Third period. Scoring. 6. Lakehead, Paul, Murphy, 8:09. 7. Brock, Thompson, Cook, Duarte, 19:19 pp. Penalties. Greenway, Bro, slashing, 4:09. Badalamenti, Locke, tripping, 10:17. Gannon, Bro, tripping, 11:37. And Massey, Locke. Unsportsmanlike conduct, 18:12. Game data, SOG, Brock the 5th to the 5th of December 22, Lakehead the 10th to the 6th of April 20. Power plays, goals chances, Brock, 1-2, Lakehead, 1-4, goaltenders, Brock, William Hambly, 12 shots, 8 saves, Samuel Vilatelka, 4:14 second, Lakehead, Christian Sisigoy, A, 2704.